Hello Zoho users, welcome to our sixth episode of Small Business Heroes, where we learn from business professionals who work hard and smart to scale their businesses. In today's episode, I have Brian Duncan with me, who is a retirement plan sales consultant at FactSync. We'll get down to the business and talk more about how it works and growth strategy. But first, Brian, could you tell us about yourself?
Sure. So I got licensed back in 1987. So I guess it's what, 34 years. I'm getting old. So I've done this for a while and grew up here in Indiana, grew up in Indianapolis, born and raised, married, got three kids, trying to get them off the payroll as soon as possible. So I got one to go. But I've always worked in the financial industry. Right now, working for a company called FactSync, and we do 401k administration. So we do all the compliance work, do the testing, the 5500s, you know, keeping the plan in compliance, and then we also help with plan design, trying to get the 401k plan or profit sharing plan to do what that business owner is wanting it to do. So that is my short but jaded story.
Brian, just trying to understand your sales strategy. How do you approach your clients? I mean, could you walk us through your typical day at work?
Sure. You know, fortunately for us, because we've been around for over 40 years, we've got a pretty good reputation. And it's kind of funny. Right. You know, the longer that I do this, the more I realize just how closely knit this community is. So for the vast majority of our interactions, we are getting referrals. So, you know, maybe it's somebody that I worked with 10 or 15 years ago, mm-hmm. Has a need for a retirement plan. So mainly our business comes from advisors. So our sales strategy, at least my sales strategy, is to keep advisors informed. Legislative changes, maybe, you know, unique planning techniques. Sorry about that. Unique planning techniques that we've had to administer to a particular plan. And then we also have a very good relationship with the CPA community. Mm-hmm. We do a lot of work with CPAs. They tend to use us as a resource. So there's a good symbiotic relationship, I think, between us and the CPA community. So, you know, as far as a sales strategy, you know, my typical day is if I'm not responding to a request, you know, for a proposal or an email that has a question about a particular plan, you know, my outreach is to, you know, financial advisors and CPAs, whether it's, you know, checking on an existing plan, whether it's simply, you know, asking, you know, are they working currently with any business owners where that business owner doesn't have a plan? Or, you know, if they do have a plan, you know, what are some ways that we can craft a conversation find out their level of satisfaction with that plan. So it's not that I've invented any of these things. It's just I've been around long enough to watch people that are really good at it, how they do it. So I just copy. So I'll work with advisors on, you know, how to have a business plan focused on retirement plans. You know, what kind of questions should they be asking? What kind of follow-up should they have? What kind of articles or examples or illustrations should they keep handy? When they're having reviews with their clients, what kind of questions should they be asking to see if there are any 401k opportunities? And then when we work with CPAs, similar, you know, what kind of questions can they be asking their clients? And as the IRS makes changes to the laws, which is all the time, you know, trying to bring those things that are relevant to the surface, you know, kind of cut away some of the fat, so to speak, and get right to what's going to be important to them from a retirement plan perspective.
Can you share any memorable sales call visit with us?
You know, it's the thing I love most about this job is just learning how people do what they do and the things that they do to make them successful. So this has probably been 20 years ago. I was in Texas. Mm-hmm. I think I was in Beaumont, Texas, which is outside of Houston. And I met this guy, and we go back to his office, and it was so cliche. I mean, the owner had a great big belt buckle. He wore a cowboy hat. I walk in his office. He's got a fireplace in his office. Above the fireplace is, you know, some dead animal with antlers. There's a gun, you know, on the mantle. And he's got a dog laying in front of the fireplace. So it's like right out of a movie. But, you know, nicest guy in the world. I mean, unbelievably inviting. And so we, you know, talk about the plan, get things set up, and we're getting ready to leave. And I said, you know, if you don't mind me asking, you know, what exactly do you folks do here? And Bennett, on his desk, he's got this cast iron elbow. It's a pipe elbow. Uh-huh. And it's probably, I don't know, this big around. And it's just, you know, it's just an elbow. And he said, you know, there's not a building over two stories tall, as far as the eye can see, that doesn't have my elbow in it.
Wow.
And I just, you know.
That's some confidence.
And he went on to explain, yeah, he went on to explain, you know, his special elbow, and it, you know, went right over my head. I didn't know what he's talking about. But it's just amazing to me,
right,
the creativity and entrepreneurship that's out there. And that's what makes this job fun. It really, really is. Really.
You meet a lot of different people. You talk to them, their experiences.
Oh, it's fantastic. It's fantastic.
Brian, coming back to the sales process of FaxSync, could you tell us how Zoho is helping you in your business today? I mean, are you the one operating the software, or does your admin do it for you? And what are all the tasks that you do using Zoho today, and what more would you like to do going ahead?
Great question. Zoho, you know, primarily my role is business development, you know, sales, consulting, whatever you want to call it. So I'm really the primary user of Zoho. I would say it serves two functions. You know, one is a centralized, you know, for lack of a better term, place to keep data, you know, information about advisors. And then with each advisor, you know, they may have 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 plans with us. So to be able to have, you know, recorded conversations, notes about that particular advisor, you know, things that they like, things they don't like, other vendors they like to use, you know, folks that they'd rather not work with, but then be able to tie those advisors to their client. Mm-hmm. So, you know, Joe Smith may have, you know, ABC company and then also, you know, a mortgage company. And each of those companies is going to have their very specific needs, very specific details, and what Zoho does is it allows me to manage that. So a repository for information is first, then second, just to kind of manage my priorities. You know, you ask, you know, kind of how my day starts, and how it starts is if I log into Zoho and I look to see what my task list is. You know, just kind of working my way through that. You know, setting reminders, follow-ups, you know, just making sure that I'm not having something slip through the cracks is really the way that I use Zoho.
Talking about third-party administrators, are there many TPAs in the market today? I mean, how is the competition out there? And what do you do differently to retain your clients?
There are. Great question. I mean, there's a number of firms like ours in the central Indiana area. And also what you'll find is some of the investment platforms have what's known as a bundled solution. where they combine what we do with what they do. So, you know, someone like John Hancock or someone like Principal, you know, has the ability to provide both the investment lineup as well as the TPA services. So, you know, competition's, it's pretty rough, but that makes it fun. And I think, or I hope that, you know, the reason that, that we've had the success that, that we've had has been, first and foremost, our willingness to accept when we're wrong. You know, it happens. You know, we're people, we make mistakes. But I've never either, you know, back 20 years ago when I was an advisor and I used facts for my own clients, I mean, I can never remember a situation when I would call in and they'd say, well, that's really not our problem. You know, whether it was or it wasn't, they would say, you know what? You know, either we screwed up or, yeah, you're right, that's wrong. Here's a solution. Here's how we're going to get this thing fixed and make everything right.
That a sales head or sales director, so one day told me when I was traveling to US, Zoho customer only. So he told me the two rules of sales are never overpromise and never underdeliver. So just promise whatever you can deliver. That's it, and you'll keep your clients happy. And those actually the principles to go by. And
reason, man. The number one reason people leave their TPA or change their 401k is service.
Right.
Oftentimes, folks will think it's performance. You know, that the funds didn't do as well as, you know, my funds over here, or you know, the fees were just way too high. It's almost always service. So, right. To your point, it's a simple thing. You know, if someone calls you, call them back. If they send you an email, respond back. If you can't get to them that day, at least let them know you saw it and say, hey, I'm traveling. You know, I'll get to you tomorrow. I apologize. But it's just those simple things that, you know, I guess we all get busy and you tend to lose sight of that stuff. But that's the stuff you just can't do.
Sure.
You've got to be responsive. You've got to take care of your folks.
Right. And customer needs to feel like they have been taken care of.
Yes, absolutely.
Brian, as a sales consultant with over 30 years of experience, what would you advise to the budding professionals who are looking forward to building a career in sales?
I think, you know, for someone just starting out, I would say, Think of your engagement with a client the same way that you would think of your relationship with someone that you truly care about. And all I mean by that is when you're first starting out, there's a tendency to do all of the talking. And tell your story, I guess, is you know, the rush to tell the story. And, you know, if you think about a relationship, you know, maybe it's your spouse before you got married. You know, chances are you asked a lot of questions. You really took the time to try and understand them because you cared about them. You know, obviously you're attracted to them, but you really wanted to get to know them. And as time goes on, you know, making sure that this is the right person for you. So you're laser focused on what they say. Now, you know, sales presentation is going to be a lot different than that, obviously, but I think the key to a good sales presentation, in my mind, are the questions that you ask. You know, the difference between if I was grading it, you know, a B plus and an A are going to be what questions did you ask? Did you do most of the talking or did the client? If you did most of the talking, chances are you lost. If they do most of the talking, pretty good chance that you're going to get invited back.
Brian, before you go, Can you share your thoughts on Zoho Community?
Oh, thanks. Well, I just want to, you know, thank you really for two things. You know, one, just for the amount of support that you folks provide is just unbelievable. I mean, it's, I think I've been with Zoho now maybe 3 years, something like that, maybe close to four. And you know, the meetups and just the continuous outreach that you folks provide, it's so easy to get lost in, you know, what we do every day, that without you kind of hounding me in a very good way, to say, hey, try this, or hey, come to this meetup so we can work on different things, you know, I wouldn't do it. I'd forget. But you know, you're never ever obtrusive. I think you've got that part really nailed, that you do it just enough to remind me that, hey, there's a lot more out there that you could be doing to make your life easier. So I'm just grateful. And for you other Zoho users out there, just know that there's so much stuff. And if you're not going to the meetups, you're really missing out. They're just fantastic. You know, I talked about my prioritization that I do every day. I learned about how to make that mine at a meetup. I said, oh, just do this, you know, two clicks, and it's like, oh, my life changed forever. So take advantage of these guys. They're just fantastic to work with. So I'm just grateful for the support that you guys offer. I really am.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Brian, and bringing all the years of experience with us today in the interview.
It's my pleasure. Thank you again for your guys' support. Like I said, you've been a game changer to me, so I'm grateful.
Thanks a lot, Brian. So have a great day, Brian. We'll catch up soon in the next meetup for Indianapolis.
All right. Take care. Thanks so much.
Take care. Bye.
Thank you.